Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Charisse Taylor, and today we're talking about five ways women can update their professional wardrobe on a budget. We all want to look and feel our very best at work. So it's not just about making sure that we are cultivating our skills and our understanding of what we're doing within the workplace, but also that when we walk into a room, when we walk into a meeting or what have you, that we are truly putting our best foot forward, literally and figuratively. So I want to talk about five ways that women can update their professional wardrobe and stay on budget. You don't have to spend a lot of money. These are a couple of ideas, some things that I do or have done that I have found to be very helpful. The first thing in updating your professional wardrobe is to know what you've got. Get inside that bureau drawer and get inside of that closet and get organized. Pull it all out. I recently, in a closet, just had tucked away in the back of a closet two tubs of spring and summer clothes that I don't know if I thought I gave them away or what have you, but most of the things in those bins I hadn't thought of for a couple of seasons. So there it was. There it was. And I was able to refresh those pieces, and I'll tell you because we're going to slide into the second tip. Even though those pieces were, I had missed them for a couple of seasons, I didn't think I had them, what I did was that I brought them to a fresh point of time. I brought them into this current year with accessories, So let me, before I get into number two, which is to start to spice up with accessories, number one, taking assessment of what you have. Because in taking assessment of really what's in your closet, most of the time we only wear a small fraction of what we have. We kind of have those favorite 10 shirts or those favorite pairs of pants or those couple of skirts. And we have other pieces that maybe for whatever reason we need to let them out a little bit. Something needs a hem, something needs a button, and that's getting into another one. But number one, take assessment of what you have in your wardrobe. And by taking assessment, things that really just need to be donated, given away or what have you, make sure that you go ahead and do that because we want to keep room for what we're wearing, what works. So if it's something that is terribly dated, it wouldn't matter what accessory you put with it. It is not going to look trendy at all. Then you want to go ahead and do away with that. And that's not to say that everything that you have has to be trendy, but okay, let's say for instance, and this is an extreme example, let's say for instance that you have a jacket from maybe the mid to late 90s, and it clearly looks like it is from the mid to late 90s, okay? Then we need to let that go, okay? If it really looks dated, let it go, let it go. So take assessment of what you have in your wardrobe. Number two, and I talked about this a little bit already, accessories to spice up your wardrobe. You can take very basic pieces, and I love basic pieces that don't, maybe they don't have a lot of design, maybe not a lot to the cut, but they can go almost, you know, for two or three seasons or more just with some basic accessories. Your basic scoop necks, V-necks, those types of things. We can usually give those a trendier look, a spicier look, a new look, however you want to describe it, simply by adding the right accessories. So, oh my gosh, jewelry, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and we could get into scarves and pins and all types of things. that we can add to our wardrobe and give it a fresh new look. It's, I mean, you even with your, and I include with, I just call shoes accessories for our feet, really. And so even a new pair of shoes with an outfit can give new life. It can make you feel like, oh, gosh, this is really nice. It can make it seem new for you, which is a psychological and emotional booster for you when you go to work. You want to look and feel your best. So number two, spice it up with accessories. And I love Charming Charlie's. I have a friend who is a network marketer. She sells a jewelry line called Paparazzi, $5 jewelry. Beautiful, cute things that you can throw on to add a little pizzazz. But your local department store, I also like to go to Gortman's too for accessories, Kohl's. Check those places out and get some accessories to spice up your wardrobe. And the third thing is to alter a few pieces. I hinted at that already as well, but maybe you just need to, something needs to be hemmed. Something, it fits for the most part, but it needs to be let out just a little bit. It needs to be taken in just a little bit. But actually altering a few pieces so that there is a flattering fit is really a great, great thing to do. So, yes, if you can go ahead and get some things altered so that they are more flattering for you, that is another great thing to do. The other thing that you can do, number four, is to swap. Have a quarterly swap with your BFFs. And say, hey, you know, let's swap skirts. Of course, you have to be around the same size. This doesn't work for everyone. But swap or borrow with friends or close family members. That can be a way to just add a few things maybe for a season. Oh, I'm kind of sick of this. Oh, I'm kind of sick of this. Hey, I like it. I like yours. And you just swap for a season. Or swap permanently. It doesn't matter. But swapping with friends is a very, very reasonable way to try some different looks, add some different staples to your wardrobe without having to spend any money at all. And then lastly, check out your thrift stores. Oh, my goodness, this list would not be complete without stopping by your local Savers or your Goodwill or what have you. There's all types of shops, consignment shops. Stop by there and see what gems you can find. I also want to include in there stopping by some of these garage sales. I mean, people are getting rid of things that are gently used, brand new, that just doesn't fit their style or their lifestyle, but may fit yours. And again, be cautious of really dated pieces, okay? We want to look like we're stepping into the new millennium with our wardrobe, so be careful of very dated pieces. And you might want to take a fashion-forward friend with you if you're not sure what's dated, what needs to be avoided. Someone who has a little bit of sense of style style that you admire or respect, asking their opinion, getting their insight can often be very helpful. So I hope that was fun, and I hope that you got a couple of new ideas or reignited some old ideas that you had for refreshing your wardrobe for the workplace so that you can put your best foot forward. This, again, is Charisse Taylor with Tailored for Success. And until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come. Thank you.